Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries. We're doing another episode of the Suffer Well devotional series. I love this devotional series. It's such a blessing to me, and I pray it's blessing you. So this today's title is, What is Your Vernacular? And we're looking at this important topic. We're going to read it, and then we're going to discuss it. So we start off. Progression or stagnation? Transformation or deterioration? It's up to you. Don't be fooled, loved one. It is in your subconscious thought realm, even if you tend to suppress it consciously. What is your subconsciousness? It is the need for confession in order to change. Confession has everything to do with whether you will progress or transform or stagnate, deterioration and deterioration. The spirit, the Ruach of Yahweh, is the great mind stimulator, who will inspire you to bring forth your confession, which first must happen to yourself. Let's call it complete transparency, during which you no longer hide things from yourself. Consider David. I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Psalms 51, verse 3. Of course, you cannot hide anything from the Mighty One. But it is not possible to confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. James 5:16. If you are lying to yourself, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from unrighteousness. 1 John 1 verse 9. It is your attitude about confession that will either hinder you, cause your mind to stumble, or set you free, unleash your spiritual imagination. If you consider confession as a prompting of the Holy Spirit, designated to cause you to leave behind old ways of thinking, then confession becomes a thing of beauty. It allows progression and transformation. With each confession inspired by the Spirit, a new level of understanding, an open door to the mind is available. It brings healing to the soul. Again, hear David. Yahweh, be merciful to me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. Psalms 41, verse 4. The opposite of this, energized by the hidden ego, deepen within your subconsciousness, bring stagnation and deterioration. I am not that bad to go to do good things. No one's perfect. This is the recipe for death, a death of the conscious and subconscious mind, which is thought life completely void of the Spirit of Yahweh. If I had not confessed the sin of my heart, Yahweh would not have listened. Psalm 66, verse 18. Make no mistake about it. As you near the mind of the Messiah, the awareness of sin and your confession become more heart mind wrenching in every possible way. I am as good as I can be, or I am as holy as possible, are finally recognized for the lies that they are. They are renounced as a compromise that draws you away from the spiritual perfection commanded by Yahweh. Be holy because I am holy, 1 Peter 1, verse 16, from Leviticus 11, 44 to 45, 19, 2, and 20, verse 7. This holiness can only result from uninhibited confession. Keep confessing, loved one. Keep progressing. Keep transforming. Master, I believe. Help my unbelief, Mark 9, 24. The effective, fragrant prayer of a righteous man avails much, James 5:16. It is your vernacular. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I pray that blessed you, and we're going to look at this today and understand what we're talking about in this. First, let me start off by saying this sounds nice and easy to do, but it's not easy to be honest with ourselves and admit that we messed up and we continue to mess up. You know, I want to tell you all, we all make mistakes. We all make mistakes. It doesn't mean we're evil or we're wicked when we make mistakes. It's our heart that must be transformed. Repentance brings refreshing, the scriptures say. Repentance is not just tears coming out of your eyes. Repentance is a change of your ways. We have weaknesses that we can overcome. But it says in the scriptures to cast your worries to Yahweh. 1 Peter 5 verses 6 and 7 says, be humble under Yahweh's powerful hand. Then he will lift you up when the right time comes. Give all of your worries to him because he cares for you. Philippians 4, 6 and 7 says, don't be anxious about anything. Instead, pray about everything. He longs to hear your requests, so talk to Yahweh about your needs and be thankful for what has come. And know that the peace of Yahweh will stand and watch over your hearts and minds in Yeshua, the Anointed One. A peace that goes beyond human understanding. You know, so we make mistakes. That's not an excuse, but it's a promise that if we confess our sins, he'll cleanse us. Psalms 51, verse 2 to 4 says, though he wash me inside and out, of all my crooked deeds, cleanse me from my sins. For I am fully aware of all I have done wrong, and my guilt is there, staring me in the face. It was against you and only you that I sinned. For I have done what you said is wrong, right before your eyes. So when you speak, you are right. When you judge, your judgments are pure and true. Proverbs, another word for wisdom, says in 28 verses 13 and 14, whoever tries to hide his sins will not succeed, but the one who confesses his sins and leaves them behind will find mercy. Happy is the one who always fears Yahweh, but the person who hardens his heart, Yahweh falls into misfortune. So we need to understand this, the mistakes we make and do right by them and confess them. And Yahweh will forgive us. So if you're listening right now and you're feeling guilty for things you've done, you know, now's the time to change. 1 John 1 verses 9 and 2 says, if we make our own habit to confess our sins, in his faithful righteousness, he forgives us for those sins and cleanses us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have never sinned, we make him a liar, and his word has no place in us. My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you might not sin. Yet if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, who is righteous. So those of you that are feeling guilty right now, it's conviction is not a bad thing. Conviction's okay. But we want to understand the love of Yahweh. Psalms 86 verses 15 and 16 says, but you, O Yahweh, are an Elohim of compassion and mercy, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love and faithfulness. Look down and have mercy on me. Give your strength to your servant. Save the son of your servant. I am such a sinner. Such a sinner. I don't use his death as an excuse to keep sinning. I just take joy in the mercy that he puts upon me and gives me and the time he gives me to get it right. Psalms 103 verses 8 to 11 says, Yahweh is compassionate and merciful, slow to anger and filled with unfailing love. He will not consistently accuse us nor remain angry forever. He does not punish us for our sins. He does not deal harshly with us as we deserve. For his unfailing love towards those who fear him is as great as the height of the heavens of the earth. Hallelujah. And Lamentations 3, 22 to 25 says, the faithful love of Yahweh never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. Each morning, I say to myself, Yahweh is my inheritance, therefore I will hope in him. Yahweh is good to those who depend on him, those who search for him. Hallelujah. Every single morning is a new day. This is the day he has made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. How great is thy faithfulness? Remember this. So great. So great. Beyond human understanding how wonderful and merciful he is. You know, there's no condemnation for those who are in Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. He's so beautiful. Yahweh knows we're not perfect. Only Yeshua is the perfect one. James 3 verse 2 says we all stumble in many ways. Anyone who is never at fault in what they say is perfect is able to keep their whole body in check. 1 John 1 verse 8 says if we say we do not have any sin in us, we are deceiving ourselves and we are not being truthful to ourselves. The devotional today spoke about being honest with ourselves. You know, we're not perfect. But Yeshua died for us, you know, to make us to mimic him. So we can shed those desires to do things that are sin and go against him. You know, Proverbs 24:16 says, though a righteous man falls seven times, he will get up, but the wicked stumble into ruin. To get up, to present ourselves to Yahweh as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed. In handling the word of truth. Yes. My advice to you all is to examine yourselves. 2 Corinthians 13:5. To see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Or do you not realize about yourselves that Yeshua is in you. Unless indeed you fail to meet the test. We must pass that test. We must pass that test. And let the guilt shed from us, because don't let guilt hold you down. You know, look forward and move forward from that. Repent, confess your sins, and move forward. Isaiah 43:25 says, I am the one who blots out your transgression for my own sake, and I'll remember your sins no more. No condemnation for those who are in union with Yeshua Messiah, Romans 8:1. And First John 1 verse 9, we said it before, Yahweh is faithful and reliable. If we confess our sins, he forgives them and cleanses us from everything we've done wrong. Everything, everything. Remember this. He cleanses us. Those of you that are feeling guilty for stuff you've done, don't let that hold you back from renewing yourselves. It says in James 4:7, submit yourselves to Yahweh, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. You know, guilt isn't a bad thing. It leads to repentance. You know, it says in the scriptures in 1 Corinthians 7, verse 9 and 10, now I rejoice because you were grieved. Not because you were grieved, but because your grief led to repentance. For you were grieved as Yahweh willed, so that you did not experience any loss from us. For Yahweh's grief produces a repentance not to be regretted and not leading and leading to salvation, but worldly grief produces death. You see, if you're guilty and you're letting it hold you back, that's one thing. But if you let that guilt stir you to repentance, that's a beautiful thing. It's a wonderful thing. Psalms 139 verses 23 to 24 says, search me, Yahweh, and know my heart and test me. Point out anything in me that offends you. If you hide your sins, you will not succeed, Proverbs 28:13 says. But if you confess and reject them, you will receive mercy. So it's time to put the past behind us and move forward and not let these things hold us back. If anyone is in Yeshua is a new creation, the old has passed away and look what is new has come, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Remember the freedom that comes in Yeshua. In 2 Corinthians 3:17, it says, for Yahweh is the Spirit, and whatever the Spirit of Yahweh is, there is freedom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The freedom that he gives us. Hebrews 10:22 says, let us go and right into the presence of Yahweh with sincere hearts, fully trusting him. For our guilt, consciousness have been sprinkled with Yeshua's blood. Make us clean, and our bodies have been washed with pure water. Sprinkle, blood sprinkled gets everywhere. It's a beautiful thing. And our bodies washed with water. So it's time we got serious about this and we stopped deceiving ourselves to think we're as good as we think we are, or and lying to ourselves and telling ourselves we're not sinners. It's time we've overcome that. Stop lying to ourselves. What does the scripture say about deceiving ourselves in Romans 14, 23? But whoever has no doubts is commended if he eats, because the eating is not from faith. For whatever he does not proceed from faith is sin. Proverbs 30, verse 20 says, this is the way of the adulterous woman. She eats and wipes her mouth and says, I've done nothing wrong. You know, in James 4, 17, it says, to know good and not do it, to him it is sin. 2 Timothy 4, 3 says, for the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itchy ears. They will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their passions. You know, stop making excuses for your sins and confess your sins. The deception of yourselves, and we try to blame the enemy for deceiving us when we just know that it's our fleshly nature to try to justify the wrong that we do. See, there's a difference between being guilty and realizing it and repenting for it, and that's where Yahweh's mercy comes in. But trying to justify sin is never the answer. When it says confess our sin, it doesn't say justify our sin. It says confess our sin. You know, it's time we lived according to the scriptures. And according to the scriptures, sin is transgression of the Torah. You know, Galatians 6 verse 7 says, do not be deceived. Yahweh cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Don't get me wrong. When I say, you know, Yahweh's merciful, that doesn't mean there's no consequences for sin. There are consequences. This is why he gave us these instructions, so we wouldn't have to suffer many of these consequences. Sometimes he saves us through discipline, and him saving us is a lot safer and better than us suffering the consequence of our sin. Sometimes he lets us suffer our consequences, so we learn our lesson that way. But he says here he's merciful if we confess our sins and we're true to it. But if we deceive ourselves, we're going in the opposite direction. Proverbs 28:13 says, whoever conceals their sins does not prosper, but the one who confesses and renounces them finds mercy. That's it. You know, many people say they have not sinned and they're not sinners. The scriptures say he's a liar. His word is not in us. Deceiving yourselves. Bad company ruins good morals. Hanging out with people that say they're not sinning. You know, trying to be wise in our own eyes. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and clever in their own sight. Isaiah 5:21. Stop deceiving yourselves, 1 Corinthians 3:18. If you think you are wise by the world's standards, you need to become a fool to be truly wise. And Galatians 6:3, if anyone thinks they are something when they are not, they deceive themselves. 2 Timothy 3:13, while evil people and imposters will go on from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. Deception is one of the keys of the enemy. How do we know if we're deceiving ourselves? Think about your consciousness, your conscience, your conscience. In 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5, it says, examine yourselves and to test yourself. The scripture tells us to test everything. To test everything. And I tell people this. If you're sinning, the Holy Spirit, the Rahadak HaKodesh, the set-apart spirit, will never make you feel good about living in sin. So you need to see what spirit is leading you. And that's what you need to see. You know, it says in John 16, 7, 8, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For I do not go away. If I do not go away, the helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. You should feel guilty. You should feel something wrong if you're sinning. Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the word of Yahweh is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even the dividing soul of the spirit, joints and marrow, and it judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." 1 John 4 verse 1 says, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from Yahweh. For many false prophets have gone out into the world." You know, it's time we stop listening to the world, you know, and deceiving ourselves and doing what they say. We have to stop that. You know, in Ephesians 6, we're called to put on the full armor of Yahweh so that we could take stand against all the scams of the devil and all the things that he's doing. Now, I know many of us have these secret sins that we don't confess or we make excuses for. But remember, it says if you hide your sins, you will not succeed. If you confess and reject them, you will receive mercy, Proverbs 28:13. It's important to understand this. Psalm 69:5 says, "Yahweh, you know what I have done wrong. I cannot hide my guilt from you." You can't hide it from him. You can hide it from people. You can deceive yourself, but you can't hide it from our Creator. Psalms 44 verses 20 and 21 says, "If we have forgotten the name of our Elohim or lifted up our hands to a foreign Elohim, wouldn't Yahweh find out since he knows the secrets of our heart?" Remember, he created you. He knows every hair on your head. He knows you. Not only does he knows you, he knows the decisions you're going to make before you even make them. So we need to be on guard here to make sure we're doing the right thing. Not trying to run, not trying to hide. Confess our sins. Repentance brings refreshing. Psalms 90 verse 8 says, "Have you set out wrongdoing before you? Our secret sins in the light of your face?" And then Numbers 32:23 says, "But if you don't do these things, you will be sinning against Yahweh. Know for sure that you will be punished for your sin." He knows everything about you. He's always watching you. As it says in Jeremiah 16, verses 17 to 18, "I see everything they do. They cannot hide from me the things they do. Their sin is not hidden from my eyes. I will pay back the people of Judah twice for every one of their sins, because they have made my land unclean. They have filled my country with their hateful idols." He sees us. He sees you right now. He sees what you're doing. He knows what you're thinking. So start cleaning up your lives, you know, and bringing it to him and repenting. You know, it says, "You know me when I sit down. You know me when I get up. You know my thoughts before I think," Psalms 139, 1 and 2. "You know where I go. You know when I lie down. You know everything I do," Psalms 139, 7. He's all around us, always, all around us. So we must confess our sins and do it with the right heart. Don't say, "Okay, you caught me." No. You have to have some that repentance, that conscience that's crying out saying, "I must stop this. Yahweh, please help me. Please help me." There's no secrets with Yahweh. You know, nothing can be hidden from him. You know, and everything's before him. So your lies against yourselves and people might swing, but not against Yahweh. The danger of the unconfessed sin. Isaiah 59 verses 1 and 2 says, "Surely Yahweh's power is enough to save you. He can hear when you ask him for help. It is your evil that has separated you from Yahweh. Your sins cause him to turn away from you, so he does not hear you." And Psalm 66 verse 18 and 19 says, "If I have harbored sin in my heart, Yahweh would not have listened. However, Yahweh heard and listened to my prayer." Repent of the hidden sins you don't know about. Cleanse me from these hidden sins. Open my eyes, Yahweh. Help me. Help me. Anything that's lurking in my heart that's not of you, help me. Repent and turn away. Become a new person in Yeshua that he wants you to be. He's faithful and he is just, and he will forgive you and purify you from your unrighteousness. But you got to ask him, he said in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal the land. Then. So don't deny your sin. Isaiah 55 verse 8 and 9 says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares Yahweh. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. It's time we put the past behind us and we move forward. How many of you are ready to do that today? To move forward? You know, as far as the east is from the west, he has removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so Yahweh has compassion on us, who those who fear him. Fear him. I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake and remembers your sins no more. Isaiah 43:25. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of you are ready to move on today? Just say it out now loud. I'm ready to move on. Remember, Yahweh's with you. Fear not, it says in Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your Elohim. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Remember what he told Joshua in 1:9, I have not condemned you. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For Yahweh Elohim will be with you wherever you go. He's with us wherever we go as well. Remember to trust in him. You will be in perfect peace and your mind steadfast, because they trust in him. Trust in him with all your heart. Not your own understanding. All your heart. Stop the deception. Stop the lies. Be honest with him. Be honest with yourself. You know, think about all the things you've done yesterday that didn't go according to his word. Repent to them. You know, tell him you're sorry. Speak to him. Talk to him. Because he knows what you did. He's just waiting for you to come to him and to confess them and confess these things. I leave you with Romans 8:28 that says, and we know that all things Yahweh works for the good of those who love him, who've been called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if you're feeling guilty today, or there's something you haven't repented for, you know, confess them to him. Take them to him. And he'll refresh you. And you can have a wonderful day. Thank you for watching, everyone. Suffer well. Yahweh be with you. And shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life
Ministry. This is Rick Addison, pastor of the Grace Place Church. If it seems like life's getting more and more complex and you don't know where to find the answers, join us each weekend to discover what God says about how to really live. We meet for worship on Saturday at 6 p.m., Sunday 9 and 11 a.m. At the Grace Place, we celebrate God's grace every day.